Hi there, my name is Vanessa Leck, and today's live stream is going to be a little different from the norm. It wasn't what I was even planning to do, but I woke up this morning after giving it some thought and decided to do a live stream about the Rachel Hollis latest controversy. Evidently, it happened a few days ago, and I don't even know how this hit my radar, but it did yesterday when I was doing something really boring like my laundry. And I decided to go ahead and do a quick live stream about it to share my thoughts while I had a few minutes this afternoon. So anyways, I think it was a video on TikTok, if I'm not mistaken. It's been taken down is my understanding, but it's been reposted all over the internet repeatedly. I watched it several times, I think, is how much I watched it. Now, if you've been following me at all, I basically have covered Rachel Hollis in the past. And just up front, I've never been a fan of hers, just to be clear. So, just a little bit of backstory here. So Rachel Hollis has a history of her target demographic being in part the military community, which I'm a part of, a military veteran and military spouse. And I have known about her because of that for years now and never been a fan. I was in a Barnes & Noble's years ago when one of her big hit books came out, and I looked at it briefly and I just wasn't impressed with it at all. I felt it was a lot of words and not a lot of substance. And then I just ignored her, did a really great job of ignoring her for years. Well, then the divorce announcement was made last year sometime. I forget what the exact month was. And I did a number of videos about it around that time because I work with a lot of people that are going through divorce. And this is something that many Americans are going to go through. I mean, almost half Americans will get a divorce at some point. So that really hit my radar. And it also hit my radar because of the monetization around her own relationship that had occurred and how it was such a focal point in marketing and whatnot. So anyways, I, during that time, took the time to actually, because it was, you know, COVID had just happened. And let's be honest, I had some extra time on my hands because everything was shut down, even in my remote location. So I read the books that she has written that are, I'm not even going to name them, but okay, I will. Girl Wash Your Face, Girl Stop Apologizing, and I think another one, I can't remember. Anyways, I read them. I did it really fast. I can speed read it with the help of an audiobook, but I was actually reading and listening at the same time. And anyone that reads these books should not be surprised if they actually read these books with critically analyzing what's in these books, should not be surprised by the video that came out at all. I wasn't surprised at all. Yes, the video is absolutely ludicrous, but they shouldn't be surprised if you really read those books closely, okay? I think that this attitude's been on full display the whole time. I don't think it's anything surprising. I mean, this is a person who has basically talked very openly about her hired help, her nanny and her housekeeper and all the like for a significant period of time. And it's actually become trendy in the social media influencer sphere, which a lot of people probably aren't aware of. Otherwise, they wouldn't be so surprised by this video that came out. There was a social media influencer who's not as popular as Rachel Hollis, doesn't have as much of a following, who was openly bragging about having a nanny and acting super entitled and arrogant and egotistical about it. You know, and I've covered that at length too. I'm not going to go into my whole deep dive about that, okay? But what I'll say is this behavior is pretty much normalized among these social media influencers. I don't think it's right, but it is normalized. And their following, their core following, which is almost cult-like in some cases, they actually enable it. They're okay with that. You know, I heard someone just as recently as last night, and it was kind of upsetting to me, defending Rachel Hollis's latest behavior in this video by saying, oh, well, you know, she has all this money and, you know, is so successful because she has a different mindset. Well, than everybody else. I don't agree with that. I'm actually going to get into that in here in a minute. So the big issue I have, okay, there's more than one, but the main one that really comes to my mind is the myth/fallacy that Rachel Hollis proposed in her video, and that is perpetuated in America, which I used to buy into as well when I was a teenager and now in my 30s no longer do, that if you work hard, that you will be rich and successful in America. And that, my friends, is false. I am a living, breathing, walking, talking case study of that. I've been working since I was 15 years old in different jobs, and now I work for myself. And I've worked super hard. Rachel Hall is probably blown out of the water if she saw how hard I worked. And I'm far from rich. You know, Rachel Hall has stated in her video about getting up at 4 a.m. in the morning and listing off all these things that she does that make her essentially, my words, not her, special and unique, okay? But the reality is getting up at 4 a.m. in the morning isn't going to make someone an instant millionaire, even if they do it every day for their entire life. You know, when I was 15 years old, I worked at a job that involved a lot of manual labor and the high heat. And I was dealing with an abusive manager, by the way. He was also abusive. I'm not going to get into the exact details of that abuse towards me and the 14-year-old that I was working with. There was a lack of oversight and a lack of training about what workplace harassment even is back then in my setting. And in all really most of the jobs I had, except for one at a random job I had, which was kind of surprising. They're ahead of the curve on that one. And after 6 months of working in this manual labor type job at the age of 15 years old, I was really looking forward to a 50-cent raise. And I did all the things I was supposed to do, but I didn't get that 50-cent raise. And that's not right. But I worked hard and I earned it, but I still didn't get the 50-cent raise. So I quit the job. My point is here is that even if you follow the rules in life, because I'm very rule-oriented, doesn't mean that you're automatically going to be successful and rich like Rachel Hollis. You know, another example would be that I worked at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs many years ago. I followed all the rules, and that was the problem. I followed the rules. I was a whistleblower. I reported misconduct and safety issues, and guess what? I was retaliated against. I quit my job because of it. And there was no justice or accountability, despite the fact that I followed all of the rules. I did what I was supposed to do, and the management didn't. And guess who's still working at the VA, collecting checks off the American taxpayers' backs? The same people. Okay, so just because you follow the rules in life, just because you work hard, just because you do all the things that you're told to do, that you're supposed to do, just because you get up at 4 a.m. in the morning, doesn't mean that life is going to work out for you and that you're going to be rich and successful like Rachel Hollis or any other social media influencer or have any of their nice, shiny things. That's just not how life works out. It's just not. If I would have been born to a different family, if I would have fallen into different demographics, if I would have married maybe a rich Disney executive like she did, then yeah, I could too have been rich like Rachel Hollis. But that's just not the case. I didn't. I spent most of my youth in the military fulfilling various military service obligations. And I made basically poverty wages during that time as well, during certain periods of time, because much of the military are not paid very well, depending upon what your rank is and how long you've been on it. There's a lot of different factors, okay, just to be clear. But I wasn't paid very well. And so, you know, I've worked hard my whole life and I'm not a multimillionaire. And, you know, there are people that will always defend these social media influencers and will always defend Rachel Hollis and the like. And that's not going to change. And until it does, you know, you can expect to keep seeing these kinds of messages and messaging from various social media influencers or celebrities and the like out there. But, you know, I'm not surprised that this was put out there. I think I'm surprised that anyone else is actually surprised by it. And, you know, there are things that we can, most people in America can do to improve the quality of our life in some incremental way. This is something I've learned through my experience. And I definitely have done those things. You know, I'm someone that has worked way harder than my peers to get to the point that I am in life with, you know, multiple credentials and doing all the things, but still, you know, I look and I just see the inequity in our, I see the inequity basically, and it's very apparent to me even now. So hard work myth/fallacy, that's exactly what it is. Just because a person works hard all the days of their life doesn't mean that they're going to be a multimillionaire or super successful. It doesn't even mean they're going to get a 50-cent raise. That's what I learned in life. All right. I wish you all the best. Bye.